The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. These days, for some reason, I'm feeling a lot of Iranian poetry. So I want to start tonight's lecture on this night of Arba'in with this line that says, In Hussein kist ke alam hamed divaneya oost. In chesham ist ke janha hame parvaneya oost. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has conquered all hearts. After all these years that we are here, sitting in his majlis after all these years, 1400 years, on an Arba'in night like this. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Hussein Keys, who is this Hussein? This poetry is saying here that who is this Hussein that the whole world, the whole universe is crazy over? Divaneyoust. What a candle this is, this Hussein. Have you noticed when you light a candle, when there's a light on at night, what happens? All the moths and butterflies come around that candle. They might even burn themselves in that candle, but they still will circumambulate around that candle. So it says that, what kind of candle is this? Never seen something like this before. Yeah? Kijanha, the souls, are all the moths and butterflies of this candle. Yes? This fire that is within us, really, that's the best way to describe it. This is a fire in us, that love that we have for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Inshallah, Allah increases that.
So if we're doing Islamic work, if the ikhlas is not there, we're going to try hard and hard and hard. It's just an uphill battle. Why? Because the barakat is not there. Ikhlas, brothers and sisters. Ikhlas. I don't care what's going on around me. Who said this? What's that? I got to get my work done, inshallah. Hadith number one. أَفْضَلُ الْعَمَلْ مَا أُرِيدَ بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. The best of actions is that which is done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, well, that was very clear. بِالْإِخْلَاصِ يَتَفَاضَلْ مَرَاتِبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is through ikhlas and how much ikhlas people have that there are different degrees of mu'mineen. Oh. تَسْفِيَةُ الْعَمَلْ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْعَمَلْ. To refine and make pure the action is harder than the action. I don't have anyone particular in mind, Arifai. But like, if I'm opening up the door of the center, for example, it's just an example that comes to my mind right now. I'm the one closing the center, for example. I'm the one sitting behind the monitor. I'm the one who's setting up the mic. I'm the one who brings water for Mulana, for example. I'm the one who whatever. All right? I better be very careful. Why? Because this, to the point where if it was me, I wouldn't do that action if I'm not sure that I have refined the intention. If I feel like, okay, there's a chance that, let someone else do it. Because tasfiyatul amal ashaddu min al amal. Tasfiyatul amal ashaddu. It's harder. And if it's harder, then it shows that it's the more important aspect of things as well. But once you get that right, inshallah, do all the khair that you want and you can. Why not? Al-amalul khalis alladhi la turidu an yahmadaka alayhi ahadun illa Allah azza wa jal. This one's nice. The Imam says, or the Ma'asum, he says, you know what? You want to know what amal khalis, pure, refined action is? The one that you are not wishing for anyone to praise you for it. Simple. Kindergarten stuff here. But yes, there will be people who are 7 years old. They're still children. Because this person still looks around to make sure. Did someone see this or not? God forbid. God forbid. I know Allah saw. أخلص قلبك. You know, there are ulama and big scholars. They did big things. And Allah kind of messes with them in a good way. You know what he does? Allah knows this person did it with ikhlas. Allah makes it open to everybody. Because Allah knows if I don't make this public to people, people won't learn. Just like, you know, the story I just told, we talked about. Allah will do ifsha of it and make sure everyone finds out about it. Now this person within themselves, they're very upset that this went out and got out. And people know now. Yeah? But what is it? The thing is, this is very interesting. There was a story, Allama Qadi. They had built like a masjid or something. And like everything's going nice. Allama Qadi, teacher of Ayatollah Bahjat and them. And all of a sudden they see him go grab like a hammer or something. And he comes and he starts breaking something down. Oh, there was a, they had put a thing there, like a little placard or something there that said that this was under his auspices or something. Broke it down. No, 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 that's not what I'm all about. But sometimes Allah will make it open. And now this person is upset that this happened. But Allah is looking at the bigger picture. He knows this person, their ikhlas won't be tainted. But people need to see this. People need to know this. So yeah, it's all in Allah's hands. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the amal, I'm going to move on. Time for the next amal. The Quran says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. O Prophet of Allah, when you're done doing something, what are you supposed to do? If you look at me, I'm probably laying down somewhere resting. But the Quran says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Once you're done getting something done, on to the next job. Man, it's like, you hear about the Prophet, and you're like, okay, there's a soft, gentle, lovable character, you know, all that kind of stuff. This guy was a hard worker. If you looked at him and you didn't believe in God, if an atheist looks at him, he's like, man, this guy's one of those successful people that, like these celebrities, like he's always working. The Prophet is always working. I got ikhlas, I'm doing work, I'm going to do as much as I can now, inshallah. And the third and last one for tonight, inshallah, is that the movement, what were we talking about again? We were talking about how is it, what is it, what are those little secret elements and ingredients in what Imam Hussein did that it has lasted till today, so I can at least take some inspiration and apply that to my life. This one is not as applicable because we don't have access to our Imam right now, but his movement was one that was led by an Imam. And it just highlights how important an Imam is. Those people who will say, well, what if Imam Ali had become first Khalifa? There might have been issues as well. Well, we see when an Imam leads something, what happens? With Imam Hussein's movement, we see that. And you know why I say this? Because we have other instances and examples where the Imam didn't leave the movement, although there were good intentions even, but they failed. Should I list them? Well, you have Abdullah bin Hanzala, or the revolt of Harra, a couple years after Ashura. What happened? It was destroyed. Abdullah bin Hanzala, the son of Hanzala, Ghasilul Malaika. Abdullah and his sons, his eight sons, were all killed. They revolted against Yazid. Did you know that? Someone else revolted against Yazid, not just Imam Hussein. But that thing was suppressed, destroyed. No one even talks about it too much anymore. And then they attacked Medina and they looted Medina and all the bad stuff that happened. Mukhtar's movement. Okay, Mukhtar, there is a difference of opinion on him, what kind of person he was, all that, whatever. Let's just say he's the best person in the world. But Mukhtar, he didn't get anywhere. Why? Not that he's a bad person, but look, there's a difference between when an Imam stands and when others do it. Did it get permission? Did he not get permission? There's a lot of history there. The point being here, we have examples of pious individuals. Zayd ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Zayd, son of Imam Sajjad. His movement didn't get anywhere. Yahya, son of Zayd, didn't get anywhere. Husayn ibn Ali, Shaheed of Fakh, a Sayyid, a Hashemite. He stood up, didn't get anywhere. One after another, you have these individuals who rose. They got killed the same way Imam Hussein got killed. Their bodies were dealt with kind of similar to the way Imam Hussein's body was dealt with after Ashura. For God's sake, one of them, his name was even Hussein ibn Ali. And in addition to what they did to Imam Hussein, they did to him. In addition to that, you know what else they did? From what I remember, they even burned his body to ashes. Who talks about him? Not that these are bad individuals. No, no, no. I'm trying to make another point here. The question was what? The question was, why is it that Imam Hussein's is different than the rest? Because Imam Hussein's at the top.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. In our hearts and in our minds.
our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.